Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 22nd of January. I'm your host, Paul White. Midway through the week, Long Form Friday is coming up. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. For today, let's get into the 50th verse of 1 Corinthians 15. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. I want to set this up. I'm going to actually try today to get through most of this final passage. And it's because all the groundwork has led the reader to this point. And then we get right to this point and things get quite ambiguous, particularly if you are a literalist. Well, I guess if you're a literalist, they're not ambiguous at all. If you're a literalist and there's a literal trumpet that's going to blast and that is at the end of a world event, then this is pretty straightforward. If you're like me and you believe in the metaphoric language of the Bible and you believe that a trumpet blasting at an event in Paul's future was prophesied about by Jesus in Matthew 24 and was said to happen to the generation listening to him, then to me, we have some very interesting usages of language in regards to the event that is soon to come to pass. So it really, as far as I'm concerned, comes down to this. If you believe in the future event of the trumpet blast and that future event is in your future, then 1 Corinthians 15, 50 on through, 56, 57, 58, is pretty easy to interpret. And for a lot of my life, I thought it was pretty easy to interpret too, because I thought there was a future trumpet blast. And at that future trumpet blast, not everybody would be dead. Some people would still be alive. And when that trumpet blasted, the people who were alive would be changed, they would become immortal, and that the dead would raise. I used that coupled with, that thought came from 1 Corinthians 15, coupled with 1 Thessalonians 4, where the dead in Christ were rising first. I was taking one set of verses and combining them with another set of verses to really sort of relax. I could relax my theology and say, that's a future event, that's what will happen. Where the thing starts to get cloudy is when I notice that Paul uses personal pronouns, that Paul isn't prophesying about something way out in the future, but something very soon. That the personal pronoun we is a little hard to get around, that Paul seems to believe in 1 Corinthians 15 that whatever event he's talking about is a reality for them, not just for me. And that when I start to explore 1 Thessalonians 4 and realize that Paul is mixing a lot of Roman metaphors, things that happen when a triumphant general comes back into a town, then things start to get cloudy. So that's why I say to you, it comes down to how you really feel about the eschatological implications. If you're settled that the eschatology of the New Testament rotates around an event within the immediate future of the generation that walked with Jesus, that eschatology is the decided judgment against a system that had put people under performance and works, and that system had to go away, that it had to flee, and that by going away, that system represented an old covenant, and that has been abolished, and that event was coming up in the lifetime of the early church. If that's the way you see the New Testament, then you'll look at, I think, you'll land at things like 1 Corinthians 15 and see that Paul could be talking about that event in his lifetime, coupled with, because there's actually no resurrection There's the dead being raised incorruptible, but I'm getting ahead of myself there. But that Paul's 1 Corinthians 15 event here at the end, a literal event to happen at a time we know as AD 70, but also with spiritual implications in which men actually can walk into the fullness of the kingdom of God. His opening foray is that flesh and blood can't do that. So to really walk into the fullness of the kingdom, of which Jesus said he come to give us, and of which he said it's your Father's good pleasure to give it to you, so that inheritance has to be, for Paul, something we receive when we begin to walk into the understanding of our incorruptible spirit man. I think this really comes down to how you view Bible prophecy. I think my audience is probably mixed on that. But over the last 4 or 5 years, as I have transitioned to my own understanding of eschatology, I think many of you went on that journey with me. This is a perfect moment, by the way, to set up what Long Form Friday, which I want to do tomorrow. And you'll know why when I start to tell you what Long Form Friday is all about. You might think, boy, that's out of left field. But the fact that we've had an eschatological shift, which helps us understand scriptures like this in a different light, that leads us to that intro tomorrow. So I'll save that for tomorrow, where I introduce Long Form Friday. When I do, you'll know why that's coming, and then you'll know where it fits with this in 1 Corinthians. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.